Eric, thank you. Good morning, everybody. The West Delaware girls bowling team back to the state tournament as they rolled very well up in New Hampton at the Bowl Away Lanes yesterday. The Hawks winning it with a 25-41, better than second place Durant, 23-37. Center Fred was third, Denver fourth. The hosts New Hampton fifth, and Olwine was sixth. Individually, the Hawks placed four in the top eight. Finishing fourth was Natalie Palmer, the freshman, with a 5.27 as she qualifies for the state individual tournament. Amelia Schneiders was fifth with a 5.17. Mia Cuevas, 4.99, good for sixth. Eighth was Anna Sickles with a 4.90. Cassidy Hack rolled a 4.61 and a 4.11 for Keeley Cole. Also in class 1A, Monticello finished fourth down in Comanche as the host Storm won it with a 31-34, Panthers with a 21-40. Individually, Monticello's Nevaeh Norton finished sixth with a 5-45. Elsewhere for the Panthers, a 4.67 for Emma Schwenninger, Kyra Zimmerman a 3.94, a 3.59 for Hannah Butterworth, 3.98 for Kendall Siebels, and Micaiah Camp with a 3.11. In Class 2A, a long trip to Urbandale paid off for the Independence Mustangs as they won their sight with a 25-90 past Fort Dodge, who had a 24-98, as the Dodgers also qualified. The Mustangs had the top two individual bowlers as well, a 5.90 for Emma Gonzalez in first place, and her teammate second place went to Carly Hansen with a 5.89. Coming in eighth, a 5.16 for Brooklyn Tudor. Also in Class 2A in Decorah, the host Vikings winning it with a 26.75. Maquoketa was second, Western Dubuque third with a 23.13. Placing fifth individually in the top eight, Bailey Nahan for Western Dubuque with a 5.75. The girls' state bowling tournament runs next Monday the 19th through Wednesday the 21st at the Cadillac Lanes in Waterloo. Today it's the boys' turn for state qualifying meets around the state. In Class 1A, West Delaware will be in New Hampton and Monticello in Comanche. In Class 2A, Independence and Western Dubuque will both be up in Decorah. Seven coverage area teams in play in Class 1A and 2A first round contests. Our featured game of the night from Delhi, Maquoketa Valley beating East Buchanan for the third time this season and 12th time in a row dating back to 2019. Final score 55-39. It was a tight back-and-forth contest early on. The game featured five lead changes and two ties in that first half in a contest that lasted 1 hour. Mack Valley led by Lance McShane with 26 points, 11 for Cody Hager, 8 for Toby Grimm. Brady Wall had 7, and Tate Intorf had 3 off the bench. The Wildcats improved their record to 18-4, winning 18 games for the first time in program history since the 2010-11 team did it. East Buchanan closing out their season at 5-17. They were led in points by Noah Valenzuela with 17, Caden Conrad with 7, 5 for Tristan Russell, 4 for Weston Moses, 3 for Brady Van Scoy, Will Hansen with 2, and Logan Uris with 1. MV advancing on to the second round on Thursday night as they'll be at home and will welcome in Hillcrest Academy out of Kelowna as they beat Lone Tree last night 65-24. Four other coverage area teams moving on with W's. North Lynn all over Highland of Riverside 117-36. It was Starmont, 6 better than Elkader Central, 46-40. Edco with an upset on the road in Jackson Junction, taking down Turkey Valley in overtime, 60-56. Next up for those three teams on Thursday night, North Lynn will host Janesville. Edco will travel to South Winneshiek, and Starmont will be on the road taking on Key High. In Class 2A at Anamosa, Beckman Catholic avenged two in-season conference losses to the Blue Raiders by 2 points each, as the Blazers were too physical this time for the Blue Raiders, winning 55-39. Beckman Catholic now moving on at 6-16 will take on 18-2, number 9 in Class 2A, Monticello in Monty on Thursday night. In regular season play last night, the West Delaware boys at home for the final time of the year as they fell to Class 3A number 4 Solon 64-39. The Hawks will have one more regular season game coming up tonight as they'll be on the road at Vinton-Shelsburg. Postseason sub-state pairings for Class 3A and 4A boys basketball released yesterday, with opening rounds coming up next Monday night. Sub-state 3, the West Delaware Hawks, the 8th seed, as they'll travel up to Decorah for the second year in a row after a close loss to the Vikings last postseason. The winner of that one gets the winner of the 4-5 matchup, which is Dubuque-Wallard and the Bobcats of Western Dubuque. Independence is at the bottom of sub-state number 3, as they are the 6th seed. They'll travel to the 3 seed Hampton-Dumont-Cal. Back to girls basketball postseason play tonight with Class 1A and 2A regional quarterfinals. Our featured game will come from Delhi again, as Maquoketa Valley at 13-8 will host 7-12 Bellevue. That's in Region 4, where also Beckman Catholic at 8-14 will travel south to their Highway 136 rival and 11th-ranked Cascade. The Cougars are 14-6. In 1A play, number 1 North Lynn at 20-1 will welcome in 11-12 Bellevue Marquette. A TRC matchup in Edgewood, as Edco at 17-4 entertains the 15-7 Buccaneers of East Buchanan. And that's the way it is for now. Have yourselves a good Tuesday. John Swisher, KMCH Sports.